A song we all love, but my English teacher hates. That's Jimmy Barnes and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. It's 23 to 9 up in Adam this morning on 5MU. And my friends, on a Tuesday, it is time to talk to the preeminent technological expert in the southern areas of this fine brown land.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.
Yep, it is Richard Pasco, Adelaide tech guy. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
How do I follow that? So we'll just say goodbye, Adam. Goodbye,
yes, thank you very much. No, you've got things to do today. You've got to raise the dead later. We've been promising all morning, but something that won't be raised, something that is dead, buried, forgotten, or will be soon enough, is your friend and mine, Windows 8.1.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. So Windows 8 and 8.1, I don't mess around, Adam. People know that.
Right.
8 and 8.1 still account for about 4.3 of the Windows percent. I actually saw somebody the other month who didn't want it updated at all. I'm quite happy with Windows 8. If you're out there listening, it's time to move. Windows 8, the death knell will be January 10th, 2023, so
right.
No more updates to it. It's like Windows 7 was, that in the end it just dies. Software will start to not work on it anymore, so there'll be no software support, no security updates. January 10th, 2023. Now, you can still update your Windows 8 computer to Windows 10. For the love of God, people, do it if you're still out there. And Windows 10 will support you until October 2025. So
gotcha.
Make the move, people. Get off Windows 8. Terrible.
Terrible, they say. I mean, at the time, it was world-changing. But now...
Oh, it was. But I've got to say, just briefly, they put all those stupid tiles on the desktop because they thought the Windows Phone was going to do well. How well did that do? So, yes.
You kind of forget Windows had a phone, don't you?
No, you do, and I reckon Microsoft would like to forget they had a phone as well.
Yes. I mean, it's the only thing that's hit Bill Gates' bank account, to be fair. Terrible. There's a whole world out there of social media, of course. You and I are both on it. I don't know whether either of us are influencers of renown. We don't have the bum implants for that. But there are influencers.
I was going to say speak for yourself, but that's okay.
Right. Your plastic surgery money's gone in other directions, and fair enough to you. The social media influencers have some legal papers they may need to get across, and I'm not sure many of them are literate. So listen out if you're a social media influencer.
You've got until June the 30th. To stop advertising sponsored testimonials,
right?
From things like sun care, sunscreen, vitamins on there,
right?
And what they're trying to say is, if you go along and say, you know what, I take this vitamin and it enables me to do 400 push-ups every day, that's actually breaching the law after June the 30th.
Right. Okay. So that's just a couple of days away.
Couple of days away. Mm. So, you know what, Adam, it's long overdue because, you know, no offence, if you're an influencer listening, my God, some of you speak some crap on there. as well. So, especially the health products, you know.
Yeah.
But now, you're not allowed to go along and say, this did it, and you've been paid by the brand in either money or goods.
Do it all, stills and all. You don't want that. You don't want that.
No, you don't want that at all. So, you know, you can still advertise therapeutic goods, but you can't have received a payment from it. If you do, you can actually face infringement notices or face criminal prosecution and fines up to $888,000, Adam.
$888,000? Seems an arbitrary number, doesn't it?
It does, so,
like,
yes.
Some Chinese gambling syndicate picked that one, I'm pretty sure. They love a 888 right there. Let's talk about raising the dead. You can do it with your Amazon Alexa.
Yes, you can. So your dead loved ones are never really gone. They should be trapped inside Amazon's voice-assisted devices.
I knew Jeff Bezos was the king of the damned.
Yeah, I knew
he was the undertaker. He's the guardian of Hades. It's his face, you know? Anyway.
Roger. They had a conference.
Poor old Jeff.
Poor old Jeff. They had a conference which was the Machine Learning, Automation, Robotics and Space. It was the Mars conference. And
of course it was.
New AI in there. Now, if you have less than a minute of recording of somebody, let's say they passed, you can go along and get them to read a book to you on the Amazon Alexa.
Wow.
Less than a minute.
Oh, there's that's just trauma. Just waiting to unearth. That is going to be better / worse than watching returned soldiers come home to their loved ones on YouTube. That is, that's a tears rabbit hole.
It's terrible. So, well, to me, so they put an example up there of a kid lying on the couch. He's flipping through a book. And he says, "Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?" Grandma's voice picks up straight through Alexa and reads the book.
That's creepy.
It's very creepy.
It also means don't believe anything you ever hear, ever.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not even real, guys.
I was just going to say, it's a bit of a worry for us in radio.
Right. I mean, are our days numbered?
Yeah, I know. The Adam and Richard Breakfast Show. Right. We're not even there, folks. So
there's just going to be a microphone plugged into an Amazon Alexa, and they'll do it. They'll do it.
Yeah, it's coming. But I think it's a bit creepy. I really do.
Saves having to deal with... I was going to mention radio personalities, but I don't think I will.
No, we love you all. We love your boss as well. He's a wonderful man, isn't he?
Our boss. Oh my goodness! Yes. Well, how good? How good is the Australian Radio Network and the people who employ you too? Now that is creepy, but it's coming to an Alexa near you. So if you want to do that, go for it.
I was just going to say to him, if Grandma's not looking too good, you might want to get a minute of recording on there.
Right.
Oh, Grandpa.
This is the telemarketing version of Weekend at Bernie's, is what this is.
Exactly right.
Oh, dear. Richard, thank you. The Australian test start, the Sri Lanka test starts soon, and they'll be giving you a call, no doubt, for selection tips.
I've got one big selection tip from Glenn Maxwell at number 6.
Right.
He's the only one that really can handle spin over there, right. Seriously. It's just, he's very good at playing spin. Best fieldsman in Australia. You know, he's not a bad bowler, as he showed the, in all the games. Yeah. Very good bowler. Yeah, does all right. Bowls better than Travis Head.
I mean, eyeball better than Travis Head. If you're spruiking a Victorian, it must be true because, we wouldn't do that otherwise. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.
That is Richard Pascoe, my friends. It is the AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au if you want to find out more about any of those topics, feel free to do so.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Optus Murray Bridge. Optus, covering more of our region than ever.